All right, you guys, welcome to Friends Talk with Cree and Keita. This is our third podcast show, and again tonight, for the last time, all participants put your phones on. We're going to be talking about relationships, and we have a special, actually two special guests.
Yay!
Tonight that is going to give their additional two cents on relationships with regard to men and women and love and the scientific process of relationships. And so I would start off by allowing them to introduce themselves. Again, you guys, this is the disclaimer, but I don't think we need to worry about that. So I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Hi, I'm Aurelia, a.k.a. Riri.
Riri.
A.k.a. Two Cents.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys are listening. My name is Derek, a.k.a. Ink Man, tattoo guy.
Sit. Oh,
I know that. That's cool.
That's my job. Singer, songwriter, producer.
Album dropping soon, y'all.
Yeah.
That's about it for me.
Okay.
All right.
So tell us, and that's either one of you guys can go first, a little bit about your history with relationships. Like, has it been a good experience, bad experience? Are you currently in a relationship now? You know.
Ladies first.
Do we have to give all of
it? No, I'm just being a gentleman.
I'm complicated.
Next. Oh, my God. I am a bit silly when it comes to relationships because I am a huge romantic.
Mm.
Like, goofy romantic. For the most part, I've had good relationships. I've had some bad experiences in those relationships, but I've learned from them. Been married before, divorced. That was a great decision to divorce.
Mm.
But I learned some great
Hallelujah.
Things.
Yeah.
I learned some great years.
Yes.
I learned some great things in those 10 years of those marriage, in that marriage. So I'm in a relationship now. And so far, that's going Gucci. And that's where I stand right now.
Okay, and for those who did not remember the last time I discussed where I'm at in a relationship, it's limbo. I have been married. The marriage did not end the way it actually didn't turn out the way I would have liked it to, and that was in part both of our faults. So I'm not going to just place the blame all on him, but we did bring two beautiful children in the world, one whose birthday is today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
But right now, I've been divorced since about 2013, and, you know, initially, after that divorce, I'm like, forget it. I don't want to do that shit again. It is over.
Fuck it.
I'm done. But then I decided that, you know, it's hard out there, you know, alone in this world. And I started to feel like I could give this another try, especially with the experiences that I have learned from, you know, being married, and also from the experiences of what I didn't have growing up. So as of now, I am, again, in limbo. Not exactly sure if that's a going forward or a standing seal. So that's where I am. But what's more interesting is you guys, this gentleman across from me, when he came in, I noticed that he had this nice bling ring on. I don't need to put y'all on blast.
That's all good.
Okay, we're going to be real. So I noticed this bling on his finger, and somebody said, you know, I think it was Reese.
Yeah.
You want to show him the ring? Right. So, he's not married. I was asking him, why the ring? What did you say? What did you tell us?
The ring is to keep the unwanted away, just like y'all women do. Us men have learned the game too. And so I like to keep the unwanted away. So whenever I meet somebody that wants to talk to me that I don't want to talk to, baby, I'm sorry. That's just me.
Some thirst monsters don't care about that ring.
They don't. They don't.
I'm just really saying.
Don't. They don't.
They don't care about that ring.
That's when I got to tell them I got 6 kids. You move on. You then move on. You find the next life.
You should just start off with that. Then you
right.
Weed out.
Right.
You know, they'll run them away real quick. Like, I got 6 kids. You want to love me, that's fine.
Shots will get all my money.
Right. I'm broke as hell, but I'll take yours.
All right. Let's go.
Myself, I am currently single at the moment. And I was married back in 2006 and got a divorce. For my past relationships, I would say that none of my relationships were really bad. I made a lot of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And through those relationships, I got taught a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out who I was, trying to figure out where I wanted to be. And then a lot of those relationships taught me about each woman as an individual. Instead of, because we get into relationships and we come into relationships with the same idea that we had for the last one.
Yeah.
Meaning, I'm gonna sex her right and she gonna just love me to death. And I'm like, her body don't work the same as her body.
Right.
Right.
One don't like the certain things that the other one like. And what we do is we fail to have communication. And what I will say, in my past relationships, it taught me more about communicating with the person instead of the body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because too many times we focus just on that aspect and we lose sight of, this could be my best friend. This could be my partner in crime. This could be somebody I can depend on. And we, I guess, trophy them, put them on a shelf. And then they start to feel like, hey, you don't love me. You love the ideal of me,
yeah.
not the person I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I've stayed single for so long is to find authentic friendship. You know, somebody you can really have a connection with. And you got to look good, too, now. I like to go out, so I don't want to.
You can't take a look at that with
you. Can't just have can't, anybody.
I'm telling you.
Let me ask
you. Let's start with that.
Hey.
Let's start with that.
So, you telling me that you can't have an authentic relationship with someone that is unattractive, but then become attractive because of who they are, their personality?
No, I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is everybody in their mind
right.
got an ideal of what they see their future with somebody. And regardless of how goddamn good your character is,
yeah.
you're going to still be in the friend zone. Okay? Only because I can't see myself laying down with you every night seeing you as being attract. Your character can be attractive all you want, but nobody wants somebody that they're not attracted to.
Right.
And I
thank you.
So how did this become a debate?
Because she knows. Okay. I just feel like I need to be attracted to you physically as yeah. well as mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But your physical gonna catch me before your mental do.
So yeah. one day we'll tell you about Hook.
Okay.
Oh, good. Just went off course.
And we'll tell you about Toothless.
Toothless is recent.
Hey, don't do that.
Toothless is recent.
Hey, Toothless, I'm sorry.
I just feel like if you want to try to talk to me, tell me everything. I've been lying to way too many times. If you ain't got no teeth, that's something you should be able to tell me.
Now, I'm going
to
tell y'all something, ladies.
You ain't got
men,
home.
We wash shoes. I be looking. The women that be on their Facebook that don't smile.
Yeah. I ain't got no teeth. They ain't got no teeth.
And then you fuck around and get them home and they come visit you. And then you're like, nigga, what the fuck happened to
your teeth?
You had two side teeth.
Oh, the grill gone. It just happened to me. I know for a fact. It's real.
God.
All I'm saying is if you don't. Okay, you said you've been, how long have you been single?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
I want to ask
this. I'll say 2 years, but this summer I decided to take a chance with somebody, and I dated for a couple of months. But I only say 2 years because it was a waste of time.
Okay. I'm up the table that. Ree, what was your question?
When you say single, like, what is that? No, when you said you're dating somebody, what does that mean?
When you date somebody, and this is a big misconception a lot of people have with dating, and I'm going to just put this out there. There's a difference between dating and in a relationship.
So you are dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And
it's been 2 years since you've been in a relationship, but you've been dating.
Right.
How do you transition over into from dating into a relationship?
When I get ready to transition to a relationship, that means I cut everybody else off for this one person. Okay.
Oh,
and so I let you know straight up, look, this is what it is.
Oh, that's good.
This is where we're going to be.
That's good. You let them know.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of times women, we be like, we don't know what this is.
So, right. Right.
And that's why I say communication.
And I've been there way too.
Cause you can have
times.
Sex with anybody right. and still be dating.
True.
Right.
So what I'm hearing you say is in the dating, part, you're not tied down to any one person. I'm talking about from a man's standpoint.
Okay.
From a man's standpoint, this is how I see dating. And most men will tell you the same thing. When we date, we're dating to see multiple women. And it's not that we're sleeping with every woman. This is a big misconception because I haven't slept with anybody in weeks, months almost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when I say when we're dating, we like to get to know you and see how far we can push the button.
What do you mean?
How far? How close we? Because every man, I'm going to tell you something, regardless of what man you see, we all trying to get the cookie. Okay, we trying to get some ass.
Yeah.
And we want to know if you're going to give it to us.
Yes.
Right.
Now, if you give us the ass up front,
we
consider, okay, cool, she cool. But then your character plays in and your mouth plays in when you start talking.
Uh-huh.
And the moment you start saying things that we don't agree with, guess what? All that good sex and loving go out the door.
Right.
We don't care nothing about that sex.
Right. Right.
Now we're focused in on your mentality.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because let's be honest, when we meet somebody, you meet their representative.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay?
Yeah.
Of course.
Then when you start to get to know them, then you meet the person they pretend to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once they got you, you meet the person who they really are. And so what I do is I try to get women out of that pretend to be phase so I can get to know you personally.
How do you do that?
Just keep spending time with you.
Okay.
As long as I take you out and go places with you. I'm going to tell y'all something. Women don't know this, but men are passive when it comes to figuring out you. Okay. If I take a woman out to eat, right, and it's been more than one time that I've taken her out to eat, I'll look to see whether or not you offer to pay. I'll look to see whether or not you offer to say, hey, sweetheart, don't worry about this. I'll tip. You just pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
When I find a woman like that, then I'm like, okay, cool, man. She has a certain quality about her that I like.
That's character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we look at is character.
Mm-hmm.
Body first, but we look at character last.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that we do that because we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we're men, you know. Hormones.
Visual.
Yeah, we visual. We see ass and titties. We just like, we lose all sight of what we're supposed to be on.
And I gotta ask you that question. Why do y'all have to look? Okay. I have literally gone to a bar a few times in my day. I have watched, and I've sat, you know what I mean, at a table with some of my guy friends or whatever, and I can literally see them, like, full on watching the game. But as soon as the girl walked by, all of them turn and look at that ass.
Yeah, I did it just yesterday in the liquor store.
But it's the same. So, but I noticed no matter how many times that same chick got up, they kept looking. The ass ain't changed.
It ain't that.
What is it?
They fantasizing and they hear what they would do to that ass.
Are you serious?
Let me tell you something. Y'all want to stop playing. I done heard women in my tattoo shop. Sit and talk. And y'all the most freakiest, nastiest motherfuckers.
Yeah, I understand.
But y'all do.
That obvious.
No, not in public, but in private. Y'all objectify us.
No, but you guys are blatantly like,
Because we're men, we're wolves, we're conquerors.
I literally talk to you and look at your breast while you're.
Yeah. I will.
I can see you looking.
I'd be like, shit, them some big ass. And that goes back to what I was telling y'all beforehand, before we got the recording, is that men are look for nurturers. Mm-hmm. And your body is part of nurturing.
How?
It is.
How are you? Now.
When you had a baby, did your baby boy, baby girl, suck your titties?
Look,
I prefer breasts of a titty.
I have a son and a daughter, but they were kids. I'm talking about, how does a woman nurture a grown ass man?
Affection. And when we look at your body, we're looking at the fact that, hey, you could have our kids. What you would look, we can picture what you would look like pregnant, how much weight you would gain.
Okay.
Everything, all in one.
I don't know if the audience was live or anything when we started talking about our age, but we're all, some of us are beyond age bearing years.
No, and it don't matter.
Hold up. I ain't having no more.
Right.
And so. even if it's the younger guys, if you have a woman that is seasoned and you and she is not, you know, at that place where she's wanting to nurture a man because he's already a man, then how do you get them to focus on who they really are, instead of just looking at what they got?
A man to focus on who you really are,
yeah,
is to set standards.
Okay.
The one thing about men is when you tell us no, mm-hmm. it allows the chase to continue. If you don't tell us no, because for me, I can't have a weak woman around me. I can't have a woman to tell me, hey, man, shut the fuck up. You lying. That's bullshit. I can't have her. If she can't tell me that, I don't want to be around her. If a woman is...
You wouldn't take offense to that?
No. Because
the delivery to be that way?
No, I'm not saying in that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking for me as a guy.
You prefer a woman,
prefer a woman
will
that
call
is
you
stronger
out.
That okay. will call me out on my okay. BS and say, "Hey, look, I love you, but you bullshitting yourself."
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So say she does that, and then you feel offended because your ego is some kind of way bruised, and you say, "You know what? I don't want to deal with you, you know, I don't have to deal with this," and you just leave. What does that say to that woman? Like, what type of message are you?
It shows that he's inconsistent.
Okay.
Okay. And the one thing I realize about women like protectors. And that's not just physically, it's mentally too. Mm-hmm. And anytime a man stops calling or stops giving that time and attention, she starts to feel like, you can't protect me because you can't protect my feelings towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's a
can't
very good point.
Understand me. Mm-hmm. And so it causes mm-hmm. neglect. Now, whether or not that woman had a good dad in her life, she looks at that.
We were just talking about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
If she had a dad that abandoned her, that immediately coincides with this situation with this guy who's mm-hmm. not giving her that attention she wants. Mm-hmm. For us, It's like we want to empathize with you, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that we deal with emotionally, mentally as men that y'all don't deal with and we don't bring to y'all.
So how, as women, do we help or assist or comfort men when they're going through their emotional turmoil? Because men don't readily discuss their feelings, or either it's discussed in just anger, because that's kind of the natural.
Because that's what we're taught.
Okay,
that's
so,
what we're taught from
so how do we help y'all? Yeah.
So how do you help a guy who's, if he can't deal with his anger issues, one?
Or if he's going through, not just anger, but he's dealing with disappointment, pain, you know, all that good stuff.
Even abuse.
Yeah.
Trauma.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you, a lot of times, a lot of relationships that I dealt with, it was more nagging of mm-hmm. Coming at me when I'm worried about bills, trying to figure out how we're going to pay insurance, this, that, and the third. And I'm trying to take care of household. versus you trying to help me get through that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we just need a woman to encourage, say, baby, I know you're going through this, but I'm right here with you. And I, even if we bring the negativity in the scene, what we would like is for somebody to see beyond how we feel at that point and say, you know, this is where your nurturing comes in. Mm-hmm. And this is why I tell women that nurturing doesn't mean suck on the titty all the time.
Breath.
Nurturing.
Breath.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Breath is incorrect.
It doesn't mean physical.
Right.
It means it's a lot mentality. And so when a woman comes to me and says, baby, I know that, you know, you got this going on, this going on. Look, I'm right here by your side. Let me fix you something to eat. Calm down. I want you to just think about what we can do as a team. Mm-hmm. How we can work together. A lot of times in black relationships, I ain't gonna bullshit you, men find it hard to deal with black women because they constantly come at us as equals. Mm-hmm. And we try to let them know that, look, let us be who we gonna be. Let us be the man. Mm-hmm. We can't be the man if you're always questioning our decisions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the way you decide, it's not always the way we're going to decide.
Right.
And sometimes we have an idea, a goal that we're trying to reach, and we don't put you in it because we know that if something goes wrong, you're going to get emotional and you're going to bring it back up to us.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't.
I have that. And that's what I was telling you all earlier, you know, things that I learned from my marriage.
Yeah.
That's something that I did learn as well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily get into this position, okay, well, you know, a woman's role and a man's role.
No, I don't.
I definitely feel, though, you know what I mean, there's a certain line, you know, as a woman.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, you're right, it's a complete turnoff for, you know, for a man. And I definitely, even, you know, because I'm a little OCD.
Men or not.
Right. I'm a little OCD, you know what I mean, with my place. I like things a certain way, and, you know, whatever. And I really have had to work on myself, you know, because that's something that ex-husband said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, damn, can you leave a dish in the sink overnight? Because I couldn't. I was like, what are you doing? My kitchen got to stay perfect, and every towel has to stay. I was just, it's from childhood trauma. Don't worry about it.
That's the next show.
That's something. It's just like, it's my way of like having my peace and my control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just not ideal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't say to someone.
We're hunters, okay?
Yeah.
And like, if say for instance, if the lights went out, remember when the tornado hit, the lights went out? You didn't have all that shit to clean up with, right? Your ass had to find some hot water to beat and bathe your ass.
Right.
What men think of is we appreciate, even if you're OCD.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But we don't want you to push it on us.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just like, that's not us.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're men. We come in. I ain't going to bullshit. Right now, in my bedroom, my mama told me your living room, your kitchen, and your bathroom need to be cleaned all the time. But your bedroom is your personal space.
Yeah.
You go in my bedroom, that motherfucker look like a train. And I need a woman to help me. Okay? But if you go in my living room, my bathroom, my kitchen, just look nice and clean, and everything ain't nothing wrong with it. When I see a woman that cleans and that makes sure that the house is, I appreciate it. Even though you don't think we do because we don't speak on it.
Yeah.
We do little things like buy you stuff.
Yeah.
And that's that. I would say that men, I fought us at that because media makes us think that we have to buy y'all.
Right.
It makes us think that we have to buy you a diamond ring or this or that thing, and then it causes us to question whether or not you love us for who we are or the money we provide.
All I need is a thank you. I mean, honestly speaking, just.
But do you say that to him?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Which is one of those kind of things, you know, like, and that's something too I have to get out of my own head about, you know, like, that's like telling someone that you feel that owes you an apology to tell you that I need you to apologize. But.
Well, because you know why? That's communication.
And you're right. And that's what I was going to say. I have to get out of my own head about that. Like, it's not fair for me to assume that he knows.
No, because you got to realize his upbringing may not be yours.
Right.
And so, in order to find out an even ground, like I was saying earlier about sex, is we go into sex thinking that the same shit we did for the last person gonna work for this person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we don't communicate as men and women up front and say, hey, this is what I expect of you, mm-hmm. this is what I think should happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if that person says, well, hey, I didn't grow up with that. So mm-hmm. you're gonna have to learn me that.
So mm-hmm. even if you say that up front, let's just say that the communication was, hey, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm offering, this is what I want, this is my goal, and you start that way, but then somehow the actions and the conversation, it changes. How do you bring it back to what you originally, you know, put out there the first time? Case in point, if I'm telling somebody, okay, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. Tell me what you want. Is this long-term? Is this just a, you know, we just buddy-buddy thing? Are we friends with benefits? Tell me what it is so I can get my mind set, right. So I can understand. But you tell me that you want a relationship and you want to build, but your actions are doing something different. How am I to interpret that? Like, how am I to handle that if that's what you originally
If that person, for me as a guy, if I tell you something and I do something totally different, then I'm not being authentic with you.
Okay? Does that mean you really don't want the
relationship? There's a part of me that doesn't want this.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Or there's a part of me that's scared of this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Because I've never experienced this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to take your time out and figure out what person that person is, mm-hmm. whether or not this person is scared or whether or not this person just genuinely doesn't want it, but feels like they're being forced in it based off your emotions and your relationship.
Okay.
Because a lot of times I've gotten myself into situations where a female may love me more than I like her. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't want this. But I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is so bizarre to me.
Because men, for me as a guy,
yeah,
because of the fact that media and parents have taught us that women are so fragile that you can't tell them anything.
Like what? She's going to go out and shoot herself in the head?
No, it's not that. It's that you will hurt her. And men, contrary to popular belief, we don't want to hurt you. Okay, mm-hmm. This is why we lie when we cheat. Okay, because we love. No, it's real. We love you,
mm-hmm.
but it may have been a situation that happened between me and you
mm-hmm.
that caused me to say "fuck this" and in anger
mm-hmm.
and frustration, I go out and make a stupid ass decision, and I come back and I look you in your face,
yeah.
and I'm ashamed of myself,
yeah,
and I can't fix it, and I want to fix it. But I don't know how.
Honesty.
And see, that's it. Because a lot of women say honesty. Glad you said that.
Oh.
Because I had a situation this summer where I was talking to a couple of females I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So just talking. And when I say dating, just talking, you know, uh-huh. getting to know a person. And so when I thought I found somebody that was worth my time, worth my effort,
mm-hmm.
I decided to cut everybody off,
mm-hmm.
you know, every female off. And so I sent out the letter of what I was going to say to them. And I'm going to read this out to y'all so y'all can hear it too. I said, hey, I don't want to waste your time. You're a beautiful woman and you deserve the best. At this moment, I'm interested in someone from my past and it would be wrong to waste your time. You're too gorgeous of a woman to have to wait on anyone. I don't believe in lying to anyone, so I'm working on being honest. I hope I can still be a friend if ever needed, but at this time, I want to be the man my daughter can look up to.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping my honesty helps you to make a better decision for what you want in your life. You're cool people, and you deserve the best. Thank you for allowing me in your space.
Damn.
Now, I said that.
You said that.
Now, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Wait a minute.
They never talked to me again.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
That wasn't something that she found on the internet.
I just screenshotted it for the show. Good Lord, I just gotta go back.
No, I believe you. I ain't even gonna do you like that, brother. I believe you would make that up.
No, I didn't make that up.
I brought that up
to say that women do not want the truth.
That's not true.
That's not fair either.
But I'm saying it's not fair to us because of when I did send that out to the women that I had
Wait, hold up. You sent the same letter out to all
of them? Hell yeah, man. We like. But I'm being honest with every last person that I was dating at the time.
This is the thing, though, right? This is the thing with honesty with anybody. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, when you care about somebody, whatever that relationship is, a friendship or a family member, someone you're dating, whatever, it's, to me, it's just part of you to, in your integrity to be honest with the person, right?
Right.
But it's not fair, though, as the person that you're being honest to, you can't dictate to them what their reaction is going to be.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing I hate.
That's the thing about, yeah, right. You may be thinking you're doing this great thing. I'm going to tell her this is awesome. Or yeah. Tell them, in this case.
Yeah.
All 10 of them. But
I
that's just the truth of the matter. But in the end, really, I do. I prefer for someone to be honest with me. If you cheating, then be honest with me. That way I can at least have that decision to decide if I want to be with you. Because otherwise, I don't know who you are. And that's where I don't fuck with people.
If I
can't say, well, you know, I know this about this one and this one, this, these are who they really are, mm-hmm. and I hear and I find that somebody completely different, we can't authentic relationship.
You don't want to mess with them. And this is why I say, even in that letter I was writing to those women, was I was trying to let them know, look, I've been a liar for a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All men have.
But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At one point of our life. I'm at an age now where I don't want to do that. I want to get to know somebody authentically and organically.
Okay, so does your past, when you're dating, does it come up when you're dating somebody that knows your past?
Most of the time when you're dating someone,
mm-hmm.
you pick people that don't know you or don't know anything about you.
But if you pick somebody, let's say Huntsville. Not very big.
I don't date anybody if they're from Huntsville.
Really?
I don't.
You was that bad? You was that horrible?
No, not that. It's just the mentality of some women, not all. So let me put that out.
In Huntsville?
In Huntsville. Because I have a different mindset. And the women that I've met here are not on the same level as me. As
a whole nother show. I'm from Huntsville, born and bred.
No, listen. I need to know about you. Listen, real talk.
And some. I'm just saying something.
I'm not speaking for every woman in Huntsville either, but personal experience, you have women that target people that know that they know have a reputation or have a past and instill like a little seed in that person that is trying to get to know the other person just to see it falter. And it's hard to have a relationship. Well, it could be hard to have a relationship with somebody that has a past if everybody that's around them always trying to interject something to make you second guess them.
And even if you got somebody like that, I had a situation with my ex 2 years ago where somebody came to me that was in a relationship with her, and they brought some information to me.
A dude did this?
No, it's a female.
Okay,
but
I was gonna say that ain't dudes don't usually do that.
What happened was
not real dudes.
Is I kept that information, but I didn't use it against her. But hindsight, thinking back, it always stayed in my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so certain actions and decisions that she made in our relationship caused me to believe that
what that person said.
Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, whenever you get in a relationship with anybody, do not allow third parties to come in and talk to you. Mm. Because third parties have different objectives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes
different motives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to make sure that you're not happy because they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll find any way. Now, here's a disclaimer. Not everybody that comes and tells you something trying to hurt you. Some people just come and tell you something because they're trying to stop you from being hurt. So you have to discern what you've seen in that person, how long you've been with that person, and how much information you got
right.
from that person
right.
against what you're being fed. Other than that, you leave it alone, back off, and don't use it against that person.
Yeah.
In anger, when I got angry, I used that information against them.
Mm-hmm.
And in that anger, I lost the person who loved me, and she turned to a person who despised me.
Right.
Because I allowed a third party to come in and just tear up what we had. Because
that, and that right there, essentially, that's almost, it's not as big, but that's a violation of loyalty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like I said,
and again, too,
it's a learning situation.
came from a woman.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to ruin something with your chick,
yeah,
come run up in her face talking about something to some other woman and told her.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and
you
Lord.
Ready for a war. If you want to break up, that's what now, you do.
Remember, I said this is from somebody who she dated.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a woman she dated.
I feel you.
Okay. So when I'm trying to figure it, because a lot of times women hide stuff too.
Yeah, yes.
Of course.
And we lie.
I keep trying
yes.
to yeah. dig.
We're cunning. We deceitful. Oh, yeah. We do all that shit.
And so a lot of times I was trying to find out who she was, not the person she pretended to be, because I knew that her actions were different from what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how I like to be treated, and I wasn't being treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
So once I figured out, hey, I'm not being treated right, then this other person comes along and starts telling me things that I've seen in action, then I'm starting to question everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to wonder. Should I have done it? No. Because what I just did was make her pay for the past situation she mm-hmm. just got out of.
Yeah.
Right. Which is something, I mean, I don't think for any of us has made mistakes from our past.
Yeah.
And we're trying to grow from that. The mm-hmm. last thing you want is someone
to agree.
Especially when you're genuinely trying to change or have changed.
Genuinely, I believe genuinely she loved me.
Yeah.
And she wanted that change.
Yeah.
But when I introduced that information,
mm-hmm.
it was just like bringing her back to the last relationship.
Yeah.
And so now, whatever we had is dissolved.
Yeah.
And so trying to fix it was not going to work.
All right, let's go.
What's happening?
All right, we're going to another topic.
Okay, let's go.
Next topic is we have on the list DMs. DMs.
It goes down in the DMs.
Yeah. So your DMs. How far do you take your DMs? We're asking about pics. We're asking about conversations. Everything in the DMs. It goes down in DMs. But before we get to the DMs, I did pass you out your bedroom candy card.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have a card for the people that's on live. There is a card sponsored by Bedroom Candy.
Bedroom.
It's called Have You Ever? We're playing a game throughout our podcast.
Oh.
And they have a position on here. And they're going to tell us, have they ever, would they ever, could they ever try this position? Who would like to go first?
Me. Could I? Yes. Have I? Yes. Will I do it again? Yes.
Next. What's the position?
Oh, we gotta tell y'all that too.
Yeah.
You was all happy about it, like, yeah,
don't nobody suck a dick on live.
Right. Wait. Hold on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. It's Sunday.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
This technique is called ease in backwards. That's all I have to say about that.
Uh-oh, let me see that card.
Hold up.
Oh, that's reverse cowgirl.
Right.
That's what that called. That's reverse cowgirl.
Hey, child.
Yeah, that's reverse cowgirl.
All right, next.
All right, so mine says oral multiple orgasms technique. The oral position is best for possible multiple orgasms.
He don't read the whole.
He should stimulate her clitoris. From underneath, for you guys who don't know how to eat, and run his tongue up and over the shaft and tip of her clitoris multiple times. Well, I'm just going to let y'all know.
Have you?
I'm an all-you-can-eat guy. And I love eating.
Listen,
but I love serving, too.
I'm a DJ
so,
boy.
Yeah, this is
right, he did.
Yeah, you got
it. He did the midnight sound, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, look. Somebody that's close to me, Mel, told me, he said, I don't eat. I said, shit, you're going to be a lonely mother.
I read what you got.
It's this one. The position or technique is called lady lick.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know what it is. I'm strictly dickless.
Is it two women?
No, it's a woman and a man. Pretty much the man is supposed to get on the floor underneath the chair.
Let me take yours and shit.
Yeah.
So basically, this is hers, okay? So hers.
Yeah,
I've never done that before.
Never done that.
I mean, her legs might go up a little bit more than that. And just sit down and you ain't going to get to nothing.
Right. No. All right, mine is called the sideways straddle.
Oh,
yes. Yes, have I ever? Would I ever? And could I ever? Yes.
What is that called again?
Sideways straddle.
Okay. All right.
Let me see that card. It look aight.
That look real nice.
Hey, that's that slow stroke right there.
That's when the music tweets.
That's when you grab her by the throat.
Yeah. That when the music switched. We done went from Kevin Gates to something else.
R. Kelly.
We slow jamming now.
R. Kelly.
Oh, Lord. All
right. So, we asked what all goes down in the DMs. So, we have all, I know me and my girls, have all got random dingling pics in the DM. Why are we getting these dingling pics in the DM if we didn't ask for them?
All right, first of all, I'm going to tell y'all like
gross,
this.
By the way.
It's that's the freaking shit to me as a guy.
Fucking gross.
Because I'm like, I don't send nothing.
Right.
Unless requested.
Thank you.
Otherwise, that is harassment. And if it's small,
that's an embarrassment.
Insult.
Yes. She know, but don't send me.
It's a little corner.
Don't send me a dick pic if I didn't ask for it.
I would suggest to
women. Won't have one.
I would suggest to women.
Just give me
that if a guy sends you a dick pic, an uninvited dick pic, that you expose it.
What is that? What is over there?
How do you mean expose? Because
just like you came on social media, you got in my inbox. You don't know me.
Nothing.
I'm gonna make you famous.
Okay.
Because that is a part of rape culture.
Okay. So here's my take on it. Sorry, I just got back at you guys here. So here's my problem with DMs. If you in my DM and you posting pictures of you and your woman, there is no reason why I should have any type of picture of your body part
in my inbox.
And I should not be walking around and knowing what your man look like. I shouldn't have conversations. Like, I just think that is just so totally disrespectful. Like, I've gotten DMs where, like, you got a whole family at home, and your woman is unaware of what you got going on in people's DMs. That's just
but this is why I say expose them, because once again, this is part of that rape culture that nobody's talking about.
But why would you want to make that woman feel? I would never want to. I know how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want another woman to feel that way, betrayed. But for a man, what makes them feel like that's okay if they got a whole woman thinking that it won't come out? You know, some women can be so conniving and deceitful that they'll use that against you. Oh, if you don't do so and so,
I'm not.
Right.
That's his fault.
I watched a lot of Snap.
But you know what? It's mostly the guys who think they working with something that's going to send you this random ass dick pic. And it ain't, you look at it, you be like, put a cap there.
I'm going to tell you something.
You was
God
proud of that.
God blessed me immensely. Okay? But ain't no way in H-E double hockey sticks am I going to your DM and sending you a pic without you asking
for it.
Well, it's happening.
I know it, but these are thirsty ass dudes.
Yes.
These motherfuckers who don't care, and these motherfuckers who don't go to doctors get checked. So, I tell women all the time, if they do that, expose them. You know why? Because if they're doing it to you, they're doing it to a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old.
That's true. Then think of like that.
Think about it. Mm. Because no man, and I say man, goes out of his way to go in your DM. You got 1,000 things to do in the day. I work all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. I have no time. to sit and pull my pants down, take a picture of my junk, and send it to you.
Some of them don't even put no oil in that.
It'd be ashy.
Now look, when y'all get a man, y'all be putting no oil on his shit.
Ashy and droopy. Of yourself, right? Okay, ashy.
Like I told y'all, women, if y'all don't like it, start exposing it. It'll stop them because the next one will say, "I ain't doing that shit to her. She just exposing it."
Yeah,
I know. I saw some young girl do that to a boy, a guy that did it to her, and I was like, "Yay for her!" Mm-hmm. Because guess what? It allowed other women to understand that that's a predator.
Yeah. Not everybody that's as mature as you are going to say, yay for her. It's going to be some people out there is like, why would she do that?
That's fuck just, them, he sent it to you.
Oh, well, you know.
All
right. Shit, they ain't got nothing to do with it. Once somebody does something to your personal space, your personal life, fuck what everybody else got to say. Right. How you handle it is yours.
All right.
Let's see what's got. Next topic.
Deal breaker in a relationship. What is a deal breaker for you? Deal breaker
yes.
for me?
Definitely when I don't feel like I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, some kind of way you lying or whatever. And I don't even mean that you cheated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You are withholding or, I mean, when I don't feel like I know you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's scary. Because, again, like I said, I watch a lot of Snap. I watch a lot of ID Channel.
First 48. I mean, a lot of this is real life.
Watching First 48?
No.
Dateline with Keith Morrison. All of them. A lot of times you see these stories or whatever, you know what I mean? You see these women, and they are clearly with men they think they know. But they see things that they know that's not quite right.
Right.
But they tell themselves otherwise and they stay. If I don't feel like I know who you are, I feel like I need to know what you will do and what you won't do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I don't feel comfortable in that, then that's a deal breaker for me.
Okay. Deal breaker for me. If I hear out in the streets what you could have told me first. I don't like it. If you ask me anything about me and we're in a relationship, if you want the honest truth, I'm going to give it to you. I don't care if it makes you happy, right. sad, or anything like that. Hold on. But if I ask you to tell me what, if somebody says, I saw you do so and so, and I say, you know what? This is what came to me. And you laugh it off. But then 2 weeks later, I find out it's the damn truth. Now I'm gonna have a problem with that because now we have a trust issue. You can't when that trust is broken, it's gonna take forever to get me back. Okay, go ahead. What was your question?
No, my question was gonna be depending on what because I can't give you information you don't ask me for.
Right. But I don't like third part. Like if I'm out there messing around and I mess up and I'm dating and this specific person is my, you know, he's my common dating ground. And I say, hey, look, went out with this guy. Something happened. I'm going to tell you. Ain't got no problem with it. What about you? What's going on with you?
Right.
And somebody tell me later on, well, you know, so-and-so was with this person. I'm not going to go off of just by what that person said, just because I know in the back of my mind, they may have a different.
You need confirmation.
I need confirmation.
One thing I learned about women is when y'all ask a question, y'all already know the fucking answer before y'all.
So why not?
We know it or instinctively something
right.
is out
there. Yeah. So if I ask you and you don't give me the truth right then, and then I have to hear it again through a third party, then I got an issue with that.
I have an issue with that.
So,
and I'll be honest with y'all.
Will come out of them.
I'll be honest with y'all. Men have a hard time telling the truth. Okay? And I ain't gonna lie. I've been a man my whole life.
That just crushes me.
No. When I say that,
pour me another round.
We do because when we find something good, we want to keep, and all the bullshit that we've done in our life, you know, or shit that we've done prior to you,
mm-hmm.
it makes us feel like we don't deserve it.
But that's the problem.
I've heard
I'm telling
someone
you
tell
the
me
truth.
Something like that before.
Would make us feel because I'm gonna tell you something, but y'all don't realize when we do actually tell y'all the truth. when it comes down to an argument, y'all will bring the same fucking shit up.
But that's cool, not though, to me.
That's something I learned from my marriage. I don't do that no more.
Even if it comes up, like, I'm going to bring out things that's relevant to that conversation or that disagreement, but I'm not going to bring it up to throw it in your face to make you feel bad about it, because chances are I don't messed up too. So we both in that situation together, so we can throw jabs back and forth all day. All my thing is that if you're going to admit to something up front, you have to be ready for the fact that, hey, I'm going to be, if I admit something to you, I know you're going to be upset about it, because, you know, it's something that you trusted me not to do. But also, you got to give us the opportunity, and vice versa, to make that decision and that we can get over and get through it. Because if you don't think that we can get through it together, then hell, we can't talk about anything. There's no relationship is going to be perfect, and we're going to go through things. So if something else comes up and we can't get through it, then why are we in a relationship?
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I feel that women want this perfect situation that we don't see. And a lot of times, your ideal of a relationship and our ideal of a relationship is totally fucking different. And so we're trying to balance this situation out.
Mm-hmm.
Because women are so emotional, and we're not. We're logical. We think, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, that's about it. Okay.
Okay. I honestly, sometimes, it is, a lot of times I
we're
hear.
We're not that smart.
Right.
Okay, let's just be honest. We're not.
I'm trying to say that, not say
right,
that.
Right, and not
we're
say
not,
that.
No, I mean, as a man, I'm
even
gonna tell you
Steve Harvey has said, like,
my
said
relationships
that y'all are
before,
like.
We're not that smart. That's why we get caught cheating. Okay, y'all don't get caught. You know what? Y'all fuck around, play that shit off. Y'all are like snakes. Just Adam and Eve. I'm just saying. But
I don't know. On a Sunday,
right? Well, when we
I'm just saying.
That's how you feeling today.
Sunday is just a day. Okay, but we don't. We're not as smart as women perceive us to be at times.
Yeah.
And what we try to explain to women is, yeah, we might be strong, we might be able to lift your ass up, we might be able to beat somebody's ass.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, and in relationships, we're dumb as shit because we don't have your emotion. We don't have that same bond. Yeah. Remember, I was talking about y'all release oxytocin. We don't release that. We release testosterone, so we're fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see it the same. So when y'all thinking that we supposed to be smart, he's supposed to know that. He's
right.
Supposed to know he ain't supposed
right.
to do that.
Don't know.
Right.
I ain't fucking know it. You ain't tell me shit. Hell, right. My bad.
And that's how come when you were talking earlier, that's why now I actually ask for what I want and what I need.
Right.
Instead
right.
of just assuming, because they just.
Yeah, because
assumptions. I have to believe it. If I've heard enough men say what you just said, we have to quit telling ourselves otherwise.
Yeah, because I.
Believe it.
I had a girlfriend, an ex girlfriend, and she used to, don't play dumb. Bitch, I am. Fucking man. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You scaring me, hell shit. I'm trying to figure you out. And a lot of times, y'all don't understand that we really get confused when y'all come to us about situations
yes.
that we have no idea
yes.
what you're pissed about.
Such as?
Just anything.
Okay, like,
I can see the wheel
my ex
turning.
Used to get mad at me because I posted food. I used to post when I, you know, cook a big dinner for him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to post it because I was proud of my girl and I just wanted everybody to know I loved her and this is what men do for the women.
That's so sweet.
And I wanted to share it with other men so other men could also see that, hey guys, this is what you need to do for your woman to keep your woman.
Mm-hmm.
But what she used to tell me all the time is, nigga, stop doing that shit because you attracting bitch.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
For us, I'm like, babe, you should trust me that I love you. And I don't give a goddamn how many of them come to me. I'm not going to leave you for them. But because of her own insecurity about it, she destroyed what I like doing. And that was my thing was I wanted to encourage other brothers to do the same thing for their woman. Mm-hmm. But because she thought in her own head, he trying to do this so these hoes can look at it. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all know how it is. Y'all quiet. Peanut got it quiet.
No, we quiet. I'm just saying.
I mean, like,
I'm just being honest. But I had no
idea.
I'll
have a bottle in a minute. Hold up.
How much effect that had on her. You know what I'm saying? All I'm thinking is, man, shut the fuck up. I'm just supposed to prove.
In a situation like that, who knows? Maybe something went haywire with another situation similar to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But that goes back to saying that you can't take your past
and
inject it into your now.
And you can't say what's your deal breaker.
Your presence.
Yeah. What's your deal breaker?
Oh, my deal breakers. My deal breaker is
loyalty. You got breakers?
I got breakers. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of them.
Okay.
One, if a woman has kids and I find out that I start to see that you spend more time with your kids than you would me, that's a deal breaker. Because for me, and not saying that it's nothing wrong because I have kids too, and I love my children. But when you don't take time out to enjoy your life and you make your kids your sole priority, then I can't see myself with you. Because I've already seen, if I see 1,000 pictures of here's little boo-boo right here on Facebook.
Why may not be boo-boo though?
I mean, look, Jonathan. Let's change it.
Jonathan is really nice.
Little Jonathan, okay?
I can see him.
And every time I see you on Facebook, it's just you and little Jonathan. You know what that relates to us men? Is that she's made little Jonathan her man, okay? And she's made little Jonathan
the priority.
The priority, okay? So if I come in there and I start to date her, if I discipline little Jonathan, or if I say anything to counteract him, then she's going to have a problem.
Right. Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm thinking. She's going to have a problem with me, and I don't want those problems.
Right.
That point can go either way, though, because, you know what I mean? For me, like, I remember years ago I dated a guy. He had a little girl. He never saw his little girl. That turned me the hell off.
Because it lets you know that if you can't protect your own, how the fuck you gonna take care of me?
Right.
So I understand.
Try to your own little girl,
And I understand that. Even my daughter gets on me. Like, Daddy, you need to call me and talk to me sometime. Because I get busy. And sometimes I don't understand my little girl. Okay? I don't understand how she feels.
Can you say how?
She's 17.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get mad at myself. Because I work 6 days a week and only off on one day. And when she's got something to do, then I can't talk to her when I'm free. And when I got something to do, I'm at work. When I get home, I'm tired. So I don't even like texting or talking on the phone. I just want to lay down and watch my TV and go to sleep. And so I'm learning. My daughter's teaching me, you don't have to take time out. You don't have to sit down and have a conversation with me. Because my son is totally different. That little motherfucker, I can't find him. And he used to be all with me back when he was younger. He's 20 years old now, and he don't even come to the house no more. So my daughter is different, and I, as a guy, as a man, as a father, I'm trying to relate with her, but she gets emotional. And when she gets emotional, she gets disrespectful because of her emotions. And I learned that's just like me dating certain women. When they get emotional, they get disrespectful until that leaves. And I'm having to realize that, you know what? You can't get mad because you're not doing something that she wants you to do. And believe this or not, you're at fault. Regardless, I think to myself all the time, I beat myself up over it. I'm at fault. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, does this child not know that daddy is trying to put his last name on deeds and buildings instead of on cars?
No.
And clothes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't see that part.
I don't see that.
And they don't.
They think
that, oh, daddy's ignoring me. No, daddy is busting his ass because daddy didn't have. And everything I didn't have, I want you to have. And so if you have to miss me for a while for you to have everything I didn't have, you're going to have to miss me.
But keep in mind, though, too, which is something, you know, Kree and I talked about. you are her example. You definitely have to find a balance with
this is why I say I like my female friends.
Because you don't want the first man that comes along and is all up underneath her. Yes. Yeah, but he's also the same man that's beating her ass.
Oh, no, because the daddy crazy.
I'm just saying.
She know that.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, though. I come with a
pistol in the head.
Yeah, just be careful. To my daughter. Don't let nobody tell you, girl.
And that's what I try to explain to the ladies is that we have to try to find a balance. And as a dad, it's hard for me to find a balance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand feminine thought process.
Right.
I get confused, and if I'm overly pushed at it, I shut down and I don't want to talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I try to relate to women is
I like it.
when men say that women nag, it's not that your conversation or the subject of your conversation is not valid.
Right.
It's valid.
Yeah.
But it's the timing that you do it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? My mom used to always tell me, I wait to have the sex to ask your daddy for anything.
Oh, I'm going to have to use that.
Right. Let me write that down.
Okay.
Wait to after sex.
Wait to after sex. Because we are at our most vulnerable state.
Taking notes.
Because neither one of you are angry at that point.
Right.
Both of you are relaxed. And he's at his most relaxed once he orgasms.
Okay.
So you ask him something.
Yes.
You ever heard your dad say, don't ask me nothing when I'm asleep?
Yeah.
Well,
because what we do, we give shit away.
Well, not my dad,
When I used to sleep, I tell my kids, "Don't you ask me a goddamn thing if I'm asleep." You know why? Because I will forget that I told you that. Okay.
Right.
After sex, we're at our most vulnerable point, and we are at our listening point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where we're relaxed enough to say, make decisions with you, rather than compete with you.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? And that way, you're not coming. Your vocal tone is not abrasive as when I walk through the fucking door and I just got off work and you like, motherfucker, you need to do this and you should have got this and that.
Who you been dating? That is not Huntsville.
That is not happening to me. Okay? I'm just making an example from what some of my male friends tell me.
I don't want to be, when I come through the door, I don't want you to ask me no
questions. I won't talk.
No.
God damn it, I want to get in the shower.
We are happy. Yes.
Take me a shower.
We don't want to talk. We talk all day.
And let watch me debrief. My TV shows for a little
bit. I need to debrief.
Then, after my TV show, if I eat, then I can relax and I feel relaxed.
Yeah.
We can have a conversation.
I ain't crazy enough to ever think that a man really wants to hear about your damn day for real.
Okay. They don't.
They don't. And I don't even expect it of the guy I'm dating.
Y'all repeat conversations.
I don't even, you know, bother to do that. So
okay, so we're gonna talk about his last deal breaker. And we're going to wrap this show up and then we'll come back. But it's going to be more topic on relationships, but it's going to be intertwined with mental health. So
I love you guys.
Oh, aren't you sweet? But you haven't told us your second deal breaker.
So my second deal breaker,
because I know you got several,
is loyalty.
Loyalty, I know, right?
Because I'm gonna tell you something. From my perspective as a man, loyalty means, you know, outside of what I told you about, you know, kids. Loyalty means you're there, okay? Because I know what I can do for you if something happens. Mm-hmm. But what happens when something happens to me? Where are you gonna be able to take that rein up and say, you know, hey, I'm there for you?
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty is not putting my business out in the street when you get angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times women will get mad and go tell their fucking friend.
Yes. And I've been guilty of it. Yeah, I've been guilty of it.
It makes us fucking mad as hell because we're like, I don't do you like that. Yeah. I don't go tell
y'all don't.
A thousand fucking people.
Wait. Lies.
Generally, they don't.
If you're a man,
they don't.
You don't go out and tell somebody, because I'm gonna tell you why I won't.
You've
tell
had a
my
lot of instances of this happening.
With
different people,
with different men that go back and tell stories about their women and what's going on with them, and for the life of me, I don't understand.
Well,
why.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Or instances of where they've had some beef with their very good friends.
Like, I'm like, this is your boy. Like, what?
I mean, hold on, time out. Now, if it's beef with my homeboys, I'm talking to you as my woman, that's because I don't have any more friends to talk to. You're my only goddamn friend now. Don't fucking make me
question it.
Yeah, right, you know exactly.
But the reason why I won't tell anybody my situation or what I'm angry at you about is because I don't want to be embarrassed, and I definitely don't want my fucking homeboys knowing that there's problems. Mm-hmm. Because they'll be the first ones to say, nigga, I told you don't be fucking with that big man. I told you don't be fucking with that. They the first ones. And I don't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
But women don't have no problem with telling our business. We're like, right. God damn, this motherfucker told every goddamn.
Right.
To me, it's we pick and choose and who we talk to. I know that I have one particular friend that knows all my deepest, darkest secrets.
No, it ain't even me.
That's not even me.
She knows some stuff.
Yeah, we know some stuff. But we're friends, but there are certain things that we don't talk. There are certain boundaries we just don't cross as women because we know we're women. Mm-hmm. We know we're women.
Yeah.
So we keep. There's an unspoken rule.
Yeah, it's really crazy because we are all really cool and whatever. Yeah. And there are things that we would share with each other. If you were listening, you'd be like, oh, they tell each other everything. We got that one person that knows what a body's a bear.
Right. Friend, you watching. Don't tell nothing
at all.
They
know part, but they ain't gonna know that it's that location.
Right. It's crazy. Really. It really is. I could have told them every single thing else, but that one thing.
That one thing.
I have told them the main. Yeah.
And I'll tell y'all, I'll be honest with you, for men, not little boys who go around telling y'all business and what y'all got going on to somebody else, third party. For me, as a man, I'd like to see my woman as my best friend, you know, somebody I can bring those issues to, because a lot of times we don't open up to tell anybody what we're going through.
I feel sorry for y'all and never going.
We hold it in.
I mean, it's.
And I'm going to tell you something, just like I told somebody else the other day. She asked me, she said, why do men hold things in? Because we understand one thing. As a protector and as a provider, there's always another wolf looking for an out or an in into or weakness in you. And the moment you show that weakness, that one will capitalize on it. And so we know in order for me to protect my home, I can't show you that emotion. I can't show you, the soft side of me. Because if I show you that soft side, either one, you're going to take advantage, or somebody else will try to take advantage. Hmm.
That's true. Really? All right.
All right.
Go ahead. Hey, we can just do, look, on our ending note, we're going to flip our card. You're going to say yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, why I got to get these
I don't know.
Difficult?
And we're going to end on that note. I don't know either.
And what this 5 out of 5 thing mean on the side?
The technique. How hard it is.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I do that.
This is some bullshit.
She ain't got no pillow resting on her neck.
Now, she don't do this. She don't do this if it's involving a chair. She ain't doing nothing.
The other one I say gonna mess my chairs up.
Okay.
Pre-sex.
See, there you go with that OCD.
Everybody look. Right. I thought I was bad, Cree. Look, Reed got me beat real good.
She gonna throw the whole suit out.
We just gonna hit it with a yes, a no, or a maybe.
I went first, so I ain't going first.
All right.
I'll try anything once.
What was yours?
What's yours? What is that called?
No. You ain't finna hit me with
it. This is lame.
What is yours? You twist and talk. Oh, my God.
You literally are supposed to interlock your legs and twist. Why he penetrated you?
Hell no.
Nah, I ain't got time for all that. God damn it.
I got an easy one. Mine is called Man on Top. And that's just, he about to bust one and it's going to be over with. Okay. So, yeah.
Mine is called Over Easy. For some reason, they got this deal with these chairs. And he look real uncomfortable. So either.
Yeah, because I know his knees scratching.
So I don't know. I don't know about that one.
All right. So that was it for Friends Talk. relationship series. Again, we will be back again to revisit a lot of topics that we didn't even get to touch on. Man. And we would like to say thank you to our wonderful, wonderful guests.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Riri and Derek.
Twin.
I hate that fucking name. I'll take that.
All right. So, but again, we say thank you and we hope that you enjoy. Make sure that you chime in. Follow us on social media. Follow us on
Spotify, CastBox, yeah. Google CastBox, just to name a few.
We'll put them all out there. But we're trying to be famous, though, just so you know. But we thank you again. Thank you for tuning in to
Cree and Keita. Friends Talk with Cree and Keita.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace out.